It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. As schools resume classes following the Labor Day holiday, health experts are warning about the impact of the highly contagious Delta variant. Fred Martino reports.
Dr. Caitlin Jetalina, epidemiologist at the University of Texas School of Public Health, told NPR's Science Friday that Delta has changed the game for schools this year.
It's more transmissible. It's more contagious than previous variants. So one infected kid or one infected teacher on average will infect about 8 others compared to before, whereas one infected would infect about 2 other people.
Jetalina says adults infected with the Delta variant have a higher viral load and contract more severe symptoms. But she says there's no evidence Delta symptoms are more severe for children. With a mask mandate, COVID outbreaks have been more controlled in New Mexico than in some other states. Texas schools, for instance, have reported record numbers. More than 50,000 students and over 13,000 staff have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of the school year. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, the Las Cruces City Council unanimously passed a resolution supporting the U.S. resettlement of Afghan refugees and voted to create a citizen ad hoc committee to provide public input on city redistricting. Madison Staten has the details from Tuesday's City Council meeting.
Afghan refugees seeking to resettle in the United States now have the full support of the Las Cruces City Council, following a unanimous vote to welcome those fleeing violence in Afghanistan. Councilor Gabe Vasquez noted the proximity to Fort Bliss, where many refugees are temporarily living in the wake of America's military withdrawal from Afghanistan, as one reason the city should prepare to welcome refugees into the Las Cruces community.
I think this is an important statement to make during a time when we actually may see the influx of refugees in our own community here for extended or permanent resettlement. In Doña Ana County, within the Fort Bliss complex, I know we have refugees being taken care of right now, and I think these are folks that gave their lives in many ways to save American lives, and I think we owe it to them to return that favor.
Approximately 2.6 million Afghans are currently living as refugees worldwide, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Kyle Reinhart, a local immigration attorney, says thousands of Afghan refugees will go through Holloman Air Force Base within the next few months.
We hope to be very involved in Holloman Air Force Base, where it's our understanding over the coming months about 5,000 refugees will probably be processed through. As things stand, we don't expect too many will resettle in this specific area, but we want to do our best to support everyone as they process through.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima voiced his full support for Afghan resettlement, emphasizing a need to repay the men and women who worked to help the U.S. military.
Gave up their comfort of their home and for something they believe in, and to be able to make sure that U.S. servicemen and women knew how to communicate and many things that they risked their lives for. And so this is truly something that I support as well, and I wish them the best here, their new life in America.
The council also approved the creation of a citizen ad hoc committee to provide public input on city redistricting. Deputy City Attorney Robert Cabello says the new redistricting efforts will better reflect the population growth reported in the most recent U.S. Census.
The population has grown for this city about 14%, approximately. Went from 2010 and 97,000 to 111,000, approximately. And so it's time to redistrict. So we're going to be using a sort of existing contract between Research and Polling, Inc. from Albuquerque, and they are doing the redistricting for Albuquerque, and they've also did the redistricting in 2010 for the city.
Each city councilor will have the opportunity to select a committee member from their district, while the mayor will choose one individual from anywhere in the city. The committee will work with Research and Polling Incorporated to review redistricting needs within the city. Councilor Yvonne Flores says she hopes the selected committee members are representative of the diverse Las Cruces population.
There may be people in our city who feel or believe that they don't have the wherewithal to be on a districting commission. However, that's who we need. I hate to see any kind of gerrymandering or any kind of shenanigan like of that sort. I just don't anticipate it, not in our city, but then you never know.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima says the redistricting process should be fairly straightforward, but must make allowances for the faster-growing districts.
I think it's really this simple. So there's 111,000 residents divided by 6, so that's 18,500. The challenge that we've had over the past couple times is districts 5 and 6 are the fastest growing. So in order to keep that 18,500, the others 1 through 4 are going to have to get a little bit larger.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.